Welcome to Sports Med Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that anterior reach asymmetry larger than 4 centimeters on the Y balance test was associated with increased risk of non-contact injury in a sample of collegiate athletes. Clinicians need an efficient and accurate screening strategy that can be used across multiple sports and genders to identify athletes at risk for musculoskeletal injury. This could help identify individuals who need interventions to potentially prevent injuries. The Y balance test, a measure of dynamic balance during single leg stance, may be an ideal screening test. This study investigated the link between the Y balance test results collected during a pre-participation physical and non-contact injuries over the course of a season. The researchers hypothesized that anterior asymmetrical reach would be related with increased risk of non-contact lower extremity injury. Additionally, they thought that a lower composite score would increase an athlete's chance of a non-contact injury. Athletes completed the Y balance test scores prior to the start of the season. Throughout the season, the authors prospectively monitored athletes for non-contact injuries. An injury was defined as an event where the athlete sought treatment in the athletic training room and required athletic trainer attention. To assess the association between Y balance test scores and injury risk, the researchers calculated the asymmetry between left and right sides in the anterior, posterior medial, and posterior lateral directions by calculating the absolute difference in reach distance between limbs. Additionally, they calculated a composite score by averaging right and left reach distances, which were normalized to weight-bearing leg length. Overall, 81 out of 184 participants sustained a non-contact injury. The mean composite score was not different between the injured and non-injured groups, and no differences were found for asymmetries in any direction. The researchers determined that an asymmetry greater than 4 centimeters was the best cut point to identify athletes who sustained an injury, but the sensitivity and specificity were moderate at 59 and 72% respectively. Based on this cut point, an athlete with a greater than 4 centimeter anterior asymmetry is more than twice as likely to sustain an injury as an athlete with no asymmetry. No other asymmetries were related to a new injury. This study is the first to prospectively investigate a collegiate population to assess if the Y balance test scores predicted injury incidence. While anterior asymmetry was associated with sustaining an injury, its clinical use as a screening tool without any other test may be limited. The authors acknowledged a few limiting factors to consider with this study. Specifically, the definition of injury is not consistent with other definitions in the literature. While it may be clinically meaningful to define an injury as needing an athletic trainer's attention, the athlete may not present with traditional signs of trauma. Additionally, the inclusion of overuse injuries as a non-contact injury complicates the study because the onset of symptoms may not coincide with when an athlete reports to an athletic trainer. It's possible that the Y balance test may be an effective screening tool for acute non-contact injuries, but it's difficult to test at this point. While more evidence is needed, it may be beneficial to collect the Y balance test results during pre-participation examinations if time and resources permit. If an athlete has an anterior asymmetry greater than 4 centimeters, we should perhaps review his or her chart to see if there are other warning signs that the athlete may be at an increased risk of injury, such as a history of prior injury. And if so, develop an injury prevention strategy for that patient. Sports medicine staff should also complete regular surveillance of injury events to fully understand the patterns of injuries in their setting to help identify characteristics related to injuries like athlete characteristics, training characteristics, team, and playing surfaces. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that three anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction techniques yield similar patient-reported and objective outcomes for up to 2 years after surgery. The one exception was joint laxity, which was better among patients who received a patellar tendon autograft instead of one of the two hamstring techniques. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media post included a blog post from Dr. David Greyer about whether a blood test can predict athletes at risk for prolonged recovery from concussions. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.